Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for February 13th to 25th, 2011. Four Palestinians killed and 17 wounded in Israeli military attacks in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. The U.S. vetoes UN resolution against Israeli settlements. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities in the West Bank with IMEMC's Sikara Parisia.
This Friday, anti-wall protests were organized in the village of Al-Masra and the Old City in Hebron, southern West Bank, as well as in Belin, Nalin, and Nabisala in central West Bank. Troops used tear gas and sound bombs to stop the protesters in the Old City in Hebron. Upwards of 500 Palestinians, along with international and Israeli supporters, marched in Hebron on Friday, demanding the opening of Shuhada Street. The Israeli military has kept the street closed to Palestinians for the past 10 years and only allows Israeli settlers to use it. As people reached Shuhada Street, soldiers attacked and arrested 10 persons, including a Palestinian journalist. Many were injured by the soldiers' attack. The protest ended as local youth clashed with Israeli soldiers. Witnesses said Palestinian police, who control parts of the city, stopped the Palestinian youth and did not allow journalists to re-enter the old city to document events. In the village of Al-Masra, between Bethlehem and Hebron, soldiers stopped residents from reaching their land on which Israel is currently building the annexation wall. Protesters were forced back to the village by soldiers. Israeli and international supporters joined the villagers in Al-Masra for their weekly anti-wall protest. In the central West Bank villages of Belin, Nilin, and Nabisala, today's protest against the wall condemned the US veto to the proposed anti-settlement resolution by the UN Security Council last week, and was in support of the Libyan people. In Belin, as has been the case every Friday for the past 6 years, international and Israeli supporters joined the villagers after midday prayers and marched up to the gate of the wall separating villagers from their land. Soldiers stationed at the gate attacked people with tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. One man from Belin suffered injury to his hand, and many others were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In 2007, the Israeli High Court of Justice ruled that the annexation wall in Belin was illegal and should be rerouted, returning half of the land taken to build the wall to the villagers. The army still refuses to implement the court's order. In the nearby village of Nalin, Israeli and international supporters marched with villagers after midday prayers to the wall. A number of protesters suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation when soldiers attacked them. Two men were mildly injured, and an Israeli activist was arrested by soldiers as they attacked the weekly anti-wall and settlements protest in the village of Nabisala. Soldiers forced people back to the village using tear gas and sound bombs, and then attacked people's homes with tear gas. The weekly protest ended with clashes between local youth and soldiers. For IMEMC.org, this is Sakare Pehizia.
Israeli Prime Minister is set to produce a new peace package in 2 weeks' time. Meanwhile, repercussions of the U.S. veto against a U.N. resolution that condemns Israel's illegal settlement activities continue to unfold in the occupied Palestinian territories. IMEMC's Rami Al-Maghari has the story.
Mass protests in the West Bank denounced this week the U.S. veto, as the Palestinian Authority asserted on the need for an international community's firm stance against Israeli illegal settlement building on the occupied territories. Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad told reporters in the West Bank that Palestinians are not ready to concede their legitimate right to a statehood with East Jerusalem as its capital at any rate. Fayyad was responding to Washington's demand from the P8 to return back to negotiations table after the UN failed to condemn Israel over settlement construction due to Washington's veto. In the meantime, Fayyad suggested that in order for the Palestinians to encounter current peace process impasse, all Palestinian political parties, including Hamas and Fatah, should form a unity cabinet. Fayyad was set to reshuffle his own cabinet under orders by President Mahmoud Abbas. However, the ruling Hamas party in Gaza refused the call and rather demanded a reformation of the whole Palestinian political spectrum. Such developments came amidst calls by popular and political Palestinian bodies to end current division between Hamas and Fatah in a place since Hamas has taken over the Gaza Strip and ousted Fatah-linked PA from there in 2007. Hamas contends that Fayyad, along with the President Abbas's PA, have failed to achieve minimum of Palestinian people's aspirations. Hamas rather wants a reformation of the Palestine Liberation Organization, on basis of power sharing. As the Palestinian-Israeli peace process has reached a deadlock, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told this week German Chancellor Angela Merkel over a phone call that he plans to announce a new peace proposal to the Palestinians. Last week, Germany backed a UN draft resolution that condemned Israeli unilateral actions in the occupied Palestinian territories, including building hundreds of settlement housing units in the occupied East Jerusalem, which Palestinians consider as capital of their future Palestinian state. Rami Al-Mighari, IMEMC.org, Gaza.
Israeli forces conducted 47 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and bombarded the Gaza Strip, killing four Palestinians. Details with IMEMC's Ramona M.
On Saturday, Israeli settlers threw stones at several Palestinian residents in the city of Hebron, nearby town of Yatta, wounding at least one. Also on Saturday, a child and the mayor of Beit Omar were wounded after the Israeli army opened fire at the weekly nonviolent protests against the wall and settlements. The mayor was shot in his left leg, while the child was mildly injured after being hit by fragments of a concussion grenade. In related news on Saturday, 10 residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation after Israeli soldiers attacked a nonviolent protest in Deir al-Assun village, north of Tul Karim in the northern part of the West Bank. On Monday, a group of settlers uprooted olive trees and damaged Palestinian farmland near Nablus. Also on Monday, the Israeli military abducted two Palestinians from the town of Yatta, south of Hebron, and erected multiple checkpoints. Also on Monday, the homes of a Bedouin community in the South Hebron Hills were bulldozed by Israeli authorities. A total of five tents, which housed approximately 50 residents, were demolished, together with the community's olive trees and water sources. On Tuesday, the Israeli army uprooted over 230 olive trees near Bethlehem. Also on Tuesday, Sheikh Salah, head of Hamas in Israel, was arrested by Israeli police and soldiers. He was taken on suspicion of involvement in arson of a Jewish National Fund forest. In related news, Israeli soldiers abducted another Hamas political leader in the northern West Bank city of Nablus after breaking into his home and ransacking it. A group of armed extremist Israeli settlers attacked on Tuesday Atiwana village near the southern West Bank city of Hebron and uprooted several olive trees. On Thursday morning, Israeli soldiers abducted two Palestinian children from the town of Beit Omar, north of Hebron, and searched several homes. Confrontations erupted on Thursday evening between Israeli forces and Palestinian residents of the East Jerusalem village of Silwan. Violence was concentrated in the Batan al-Hawa area, where Israeli soldiers have been occupying the roof of a Palestinian residence for over 6 months now. On Tuesday, a group of workers in Gaza gathering materials near the border were shot at by Israeli soldiers. On Wednesday, the Al-Quds Brigades, the armed wing of Islamic Jihad, reported that one of its fighters died of wounds suffered during clashes with Israeli forces invading Gaza City. Also on Wednesday, a Palestinian child was killed and three residents were wounded in an explosion that took place in Khan Yunis, in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. On Thursday, the Israeli Air Force fired missiles at a Palestinian vehicle driving in Rafah in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Four were wounded and damage was caused to nearby homes and property. For IMEMC.org, this is Ramona M.
And that was just some of the news from this week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Qassis and George Rishmawi.